about 8:09 on a Thursday morning. Good morning and welcome into our final hour together here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Well, here we are, another guest of the day today. And ladies and gentlemen, we're honored to have two guests of the day today with us this morning. Joining us from RMC, Senior Life Solutions, Bobby Rowe and Deb Flamang Roper joining us on the phone. Ladies, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am fabulous. How are you?
You know, I can't complain. It looks like the sun's going to try to come out a little bit later today, and summer's here, I guess, too, so we got that to look forward to.
Oh, let's hope it stays, because we got teased a little bit.
Right? Well, we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. And right off the bat, ladies, what is Mental Health Awareness Month, and why is it so important?
So according to the CDC, mental health, it includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act, and it also helps determine how we can handle stress, relate to others, and make healthy choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence all the way through adulthood. So according to Mental Health America, in 1949, they introduced what they called Mental Health Week, and this eventually became Mental Health Month. It was to help educate Americans about mental health and mental illness. So each year, organizations and programs like ours, we all come together to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health and also help improve access to care, educate communities on signs and symptoms, and also highlight mental health progress globally.
So let's talk about some ways that the listening audience can get involved during Mental Health Awareness Month.
Sure. And we need you to help spread the word about awareness, support, advocacy through activities. You know, maybe getting involved socially within your community for local organizations. Maybe coordinate a book club with friends to discuss a book on mental health, or do regular check-ins with family and friends. It's very important to learn signs and symptoms to watch for with your friends and family who may be in a member of a crisis.
You know, and that last key right there, I think that's the focal point, signs and symptoms. Help us a little bit understand some of those signs and symptoms and what maybe we need to look for in our friends and neighbors.
Okay, like a change in their sleep patterns or eating patterns, maybe eating too much, not eating at all, sleeping too much, not sleeping at all. Feelings are expressed like in sadness or hopelessness, helplessness, or just kind of wanting just to give up. Frequent yelling and fighting with other family members. Not having any energy. Loss of interest in something they previously once enjoyed. Mood swings. Inability to perform daily tasks such as, you know, basic hygiene. Missing of their appointments all the time or not cleaning up after themselves. Or unexplained aches and pains.
And it's kind of like, you know, if you see something, say something. So let's talk Let's talk about Senior Life Solutions and how you guys are involved and how someone might know if they're eligible for that program.
So what Senior Life Solutions is, it's a program that offers confidential, comprehensive assessment, group therapy, individual therapy, and family therapy, as well as medication and management of those medications, education, and aftercare planning. We focus on meeting the needs of older adults that are living the senior life, that typically over the age of 65, but it's not a set in stone number. Anyone can make a referral to our program, and those could be self-referrals. So you feel that you may have some symptoms, you just want to talk to somebody, you can give us a call. Primary care providers are welcome to make referrals, specialists, family members, friends, community groups, or nursing or residential facilities. Even, you know, neighbors can give us a call if they see something that has changed with somebody, you know, that they're close with. So our team is happy to talk with anyone who thinks they may benefit from our services, and they can give us a call at 563-927-7560.
Any closing remarks, ladies, before we move to adjourn this gathering of minds this morning?
Well, you know, just to recap, mental health is just as important as physical health, and it's at every stage of life. So pay close attention to your mental health and that of your family and friends. Take time for yourself. And if you do need help, reach out to your healthcare provider. We're all here working as a team to have your best interest at heart. And if you do feel that Senior Life Solutions may be something you'd want some more information on, you can give us a call again at 563-927-7560.
You know, if all guests were as easy to talk to as you guys, we could do this for a whole hour. You know that?
Oh, thank you.
Well, Bobby Rowe and Deb Flamang Roper, RMC Senior Life Solutions. Ladies, thank you for taking time to join us today talking about Mental Health Awareness Month. We're going to put this interview online at kmch.com, and I trust you guys will have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
You as well.
You as well.